The commission is deciding whether those living in residential zones should be allowed to raise chickens. Supporters consider it a lifestyle choice. Opponents worry about foul odors and health hazards. Some large cities allow chickens. They include Seattle, San Francisco, and St. Louis. But Macomb Community Development Coordinator Ed Bosch told commissioners there might be a good reason for that.
If you live in the middle of Seattle, my guess is, and I know that if you live in the middle of St. Louis, you're going to have to travel a pretty good distance to find a place that's agricultural in nature where you can have chickens.
Bosch says Macomb is surrounded by agricultural land. He suggested those who want to raise chickens can work something out with a local producer. None of the commissioners got madder than a wet hen over the issue, but they did discuss it at length this week. Chris McDaniel thinks fellow commissioners should use this chance to develop an ordinance and set the rules for owning chickens in city limits.
I just think it's a progressive move to maybe think about allowing this and see what people want.
It does not sound as though this is something Commissioner Jim Buick wants.
It just seems to me that zoning in cities, there's a general purpose for it, okay? You don't want business in your residential areas. You don't want agriculture in the middle of your city. And so they've set up zoning laws. It, to me, this seems like spot zoning of ag into the city.
Buick thinks it would need to be popular or important to residents for a change to be made. Commissioner Shannon Duncan disagrees with Buick over the zoning. She says it's not a zoning matter, and she thinks the commission should strive to keep an open mind.
And we have this real bias, an automatic no. And that's why I just think it's disappointing.
Commissioner Linda Jobe says she talked about the proposal with several realtors in town.
They felt it would be harder to sell houses if people on either side of this house, they were raising chickens, and they felt it would not be a good thing, and the house probably wouldn't sell as fast as a house down the road.
Jobe acknowledged some chicken owners would do a good job of taking care of them.
But then there's going to be the ones that go, yay, let's have chickens so our kids can see them. And then after 6 months, they're tired of them. And now what am I going to do with this chicken? I've got to heat the chicken coop and take care of this. And I don't think a lot of people really realize there's work involved in that.
Which led to this observation from Commissioner Dustin Berg.
Okay, a chicken's not a dog. So if you get tired of a chicken, you eat it.
No one from the public spoke on the issue, but they will get their chance to cluck. The Planning Commission will hold a public forum on October 10th. It hopes those for and against the idea don't chicken out when they get the chance to speak out. Rich Egger reporting.